Hell yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Pedro Garcia.
I'm Jason Nunez.
And this is HUD Post Talk with HUD Post. How's it going, everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friends.
Hell yeah. I hope all your dreams come true and, you know.
Stick to your resolutions.
Exactly. And I hope that faja works, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Yep. hope mine, you find the...
Mine's working, so.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. You look slim, dude. You look like Johnny Bravo.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. How was your holiday, man?
It was good, man. It was good.
Okay.
You know, I went on a slight bender, you know.
Just, oh, yeah. Hell yeah. All right.
Every now and then, I feel like... Mm-hmm. Every now and then, I feel like, as a functioning human being, you should go on a bender just to make sure that the gears are still working.
Oh, absolutely.
And I did that. And in conclusion, the gears are still working.
Yeah. I mean, like I was saying before, dude, I envy you, man. I envy you to be able to fucking drink like that and just continue just... Keep going, man. I have two beers and I'm dying, bro.
That's how I feel right now. I was going to say, I wish I could drink the way I drank when I was a much younger lad.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But not anymore. And it's overrated, if you ask me.
It is, man. Like, now I get drunk and I'm just home, like, kind of whimpering to myself. Like,
yeah.
In the bed.
Right,
you
exactly.
You do that to feel better? It makes you, no?
I was going to say something else, but nah.
Nah, sometimes.
Reporting live from Frank's Restaurant. Frank.
Pizzeria.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. Yeah.
There you go. Goes. Happy New Year for Frank.
Happy New Year for Frank. Hell
yes,
yeah.
Yes, man. Fucking best pizza around. Fucking delicioso.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you do for New Year's?
I just chilled, man. I had a show.
Nice.
I had a show with all 90-year-olds in the audience. No,
really?
No, it was great.
Like a donkey show?
No. We had a New Year's show in a dojo comedy. It was a comedy show. It was awesome. I hosted.
Nice.
Yeah, my boy Franco Danger headlined. He fucking crushed, of course. It was a great time, man. It was a good way to ring in the new year.
Absolutely.
You know, with comedy, you know what I'm saying? So,
do you have any resolutions?
You know what I can't stand about people that ask that?
What's that?
It's always the people that you don't even know that well. Like, what's your resolutions? Like, I don't know you.
Buzz off.
Yeah.
None of your business.
Fuck off, buddy. It's like, and anyone you're asking, what's your resolution? You're secretly like, oh, are you going to lose some fucking weight?
Right. Exactly.
No. No, I'm kidding. No, but...
Wait, what? That was directed towards me or something? What the hell?
No. I'm sorry. But what was I going to say? No, I mean, no, just keep doing what I'm doing. Just keep working.
I have some resolutions.
What's that?
So I have a few, actually.
Okay.
One, I want to go to more Mets games. Let's go Mets.
Okay, nice. Let's go Mets, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I do want to read more books.
Hmm.
Last year, I only read...
Oh, nice.
I'm serious, bro. What the hell? Yes, I know how to read.
Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, man.
Green Dr. Eggs and Ham.
Goosebumps, bro. I want to read more Goosebumps.
Dun, 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 dun.
Uh-huh. Fucking Scary Labrador in the beginning.
Ooh.
Yeah. But mainly... The main resolution is that I actually want to stick to a resolution.
Yeah.
All these years, I've been having all of these resolutions, and I never followed through with any of them.
Yeah.
So I think I want to finally grow up.
Yeah, how about you grow up and start doing comedy? All right.
You know what? That's a new resolution, Pedro. You just opened Pandora's box.
Oh, well, there you go. I did it live on purpose. So just so you know, because if you don't do it, you're a coward.
Yeah, it's on record now.
I'm just joking. That's awesome, man. No, that's awesome you have resolutions, man. I just want to get better. That's it.
At anything in particular?
Everything, that's it.
All right. I'm for that.
Better this fucking podcast.
There's only one way, bro.
Yeah. Put a sock on my hand. Ooh, boy, you want some fucking trouble?
Time to hand out some love notes.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right.
you're right now. Yeah, that's why I did it. You heard what he said about your beanie?
What did he? He said something else. He said he mentioned the beanie again.
I shouldn't have said nothing, man.
No. What did he say?
No, man.
Tell me.
No, I think somebody threw something at him at the end of his video, and he was like, man, what the fuck was that? Jason's smelly ass beanie? Smell like shit.
I didn't get that for it because it was boring.
Ooh, damn.
But that's a good one. It's a good thing they threw you a beanie and not a tomato.
Yo, okay. You know, with that kind of comedy, nothing can stop us.
I know. We're on a roll, baby.
Hey, listen, man. You know what? You can throw your beanie in the wash. And you know what's funny?
Hey, I wash my beanies.
Yeah, exactly. You wash your beanies. And
I
the
do.
Funny thing is that he washes the same. Cold cycle.
He throws himself in the washer.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nah, we're just kidding, buddy. So, yeah, man, I don't know. 2024 seems bright, man. It seems like a...
It's looking good.
Yes, I haven't seen one car flip yet.
Not yet.
And I hope this episode comes out and...
We're 8 days into the new year.
8 days and not one car has flipped, and which I don't get, man.
It's looking good.
Still don't get it. House fires.
Well, the past few videos that I've seen of car flips, I mean...
Yeah.
There was one guy who just, like, cut somebody off and, like, ended up flipping that car. That's just because that guy or girl... Or it was a douchebag.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is
I don't
is
think
what,
it is a pronoun.
I mean, you got to be careful. I mean, it's just a matter of people driving recklessly. That's what's happening.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. All the fires and all that shit, yo. The crazy religious ladies on Bergen Line are probably like, mira, mira que está pasando. Yeah, they're probably
ahí
like…
Viene Jesús, yeah, Jesús yeah, viene. That's it.
She's probably, yeah, she's definitely convinced the world is ending because of all the fires and the cars slipping.
Yo, do here. You remember a few years ago, there was a tree on Bergeline that had like, quote unquote, a silhouette of
yeah,
the Virgin
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had the Virgin Mary on the tree and yeah. And they put a cage around it.
Yes, they so like no, yeah. did a little barricade around it. People yeah. were praying to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where we're at right now.
It was in West New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember that because there was traffic for like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I get it, but.
Hey, more power to the people, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to like shit on anybody's religion and whatnot,
oh, man,
but it's
you're
like.
You're going to have a whole bunch of old ladies at your doorstep.
I know.
Mm-mm-mm.
And hey, I'm a man of faith. I'm not necessarily a religious person. I pray to a higher being. But,
yeah.
Dude. It's just a little smudge on a tree. Come on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
How
man.
Dare you? That was my... You know where you're going, buddy.
Straight
to
hell.
You and your beanie.
First class. Fucking shit.
Well, we got the eight-year anniversary coming up for
HuttPost.
Oh,
that's
dog.
Right. HuttPost. Yeah, eight years in the
man.
Game.
And guess what? Two more years is going to be 10.
I know.
We're old as shit.
Two more years and it's a decade. I remember when HuttPost first started too, man.
Yeah, that's right, kids. It all started with one car accident.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I also remember I also had a podcast in the beginning of HuttPost.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was when my boy Enrique got rested. So that was like the very first podcast off HuttPost. And I think it's still on SoundCloud somewhere. Please don't look it up because it is terrible. It is a very
tough listen.
It's
probably funny as shit.
No. It had its moments.
Yeah.
But no. It was bad.
Mm.
But I miss it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I did do the video on New Jersey Beer Company. That was like leaning more towards the beginning of HuttPost as well. I think that was back in 2017. So yeah.
Oh shit, you should bring that back.
Yeah, hey yo, hey. MJ, repost the video, man.
Yeah, you should definitely bring that back. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun. I had no idea what I was doing, and turned out to be a hit.
I saw you. Yeah, you also did. You went to like haunted houses and shit, or you went to?
Nah, it was just the tunnel in Edgewater.
Get the hell out of here!
Yeah,
man. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the first time I ever
never
been
find
in
my
there.
Spanish ass in those fucking places, dude.
Dude, in retrospect, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, man, something could come with you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it did.
You think it did?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Nah, not really. But still.
Oh, man. You got me scared. I don't want to hang around this
nah,
anymore.
Honestly, dude, it was nothing. It was very anticlimactic.
I got to go my Santeria cousins. I need a cleansing.
Bring all your rosaries and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
but,
no.
Nah, it was anticlimactic. There was really nothing in there. It was just filthy, and I didn't really see anything crazy. And we got deep into that tunnel.
Mostly, like, drug addicts be chilling in those places.
Yeah, I saw a lot of needles.
Yeah, there you go.
Saw a lot of spoons.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was filthy in there. It was like water everywhere.
Sounds like my first apartment.
Or your current one? Oh.
What? No. I live with a lady now.
She's the one that does the cleaning now.
No, I clean. I mop the floors and I sweep.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right,
cool.
Buddy, don't
Oh, she decorates the place, right?
Yeah. Don't be talking shit with your fucking macrame sweater, dude. Look like, hey. What are you, knitting yourself?
Yes,
you,
I did, actually,
you
bro.
Sissy woman.
No, you know what?
You look like Mrs. Doubtfire in that sweater.
Mrs. Doubtfire never wore anything as fly as this.
Nah, she wore some knitted shit like that.
Yeah, she probably looked better than I did, though. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yo, MJ, put a face of Miss Doubtfire on Jason for the cover of the episode.
Oh man. But yeah, 8 years in the game, man. Congratulations, yeah,
congratulations,
Hudpuss. Proud of you.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to getting sloshed at the next party.
Oh no. You're gonna make us do. Make Jason do comedy.
No.
Yeah, I want to see him bomb.
No. If I'm gonna do comedy, I'm gonna travel to another state where nobody knows who I am and just bomb there.
Oh, bro, that's
get my feet wet there. I'm not gonna tell anybody. I'm just gonna just go ahead and do it.
So what, you're just gonna bomb in front of people you don't know? You gotta bomb in front of people that care about you, man.
Why?
So that you could give your critiques. What to do better? You're not gonna bomb though.
I think I don't need a critique.
Maybe you don't bomb.
I don't need critique. I know if I'm bombing or not. I don't think I need a critique for that.
Oh no, you don't know yet.
If there's crickets,
you don't know what bombing feels like yet, brother.
Oh God, I could imagine. I'm dreading it, dude.
Bombing feels like, ooh.
God, I feel it in
when
my
you don't
back.
Know what it feels like. Your first time bombing, oof.
You hated it.
If
right?
you guys want to start comedy, fucking, I encourage it.
Yeah. You got to get over that hump,
but
no?
It hurts.
I know. But hey, that's what makes you.
That's what makes you. Yep. Well, man. Well,
I'm going to do it.
And if you try hard enough, you can wear knitted sweaters like Mrs. Doubtfire. Mm-hmm. You know?
But be more fly.
Oh, gross.
Man.
Disgusting. Man. I can't believe I do a podcast with this guy.
In other news,
that
guy, Craig Guy, he finally got sworn in as county executive.
Narcotics.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they overlooked the narcotics distribution. They overlooked the prostitution. No, I'm kidding. There was no prostitution.
So it wasn't intent to sell. It was straight up distribution.
Yeah, nice. But he beat it. He was clean. Clean guy. Clean slate. He's a clean guy. Craig Guy is a clean guy.
I wonder if his name was Suarez or something like that. Would he get the same comp?
Yeah, I know, right? He like paid Social Security office to change his name.
I'm kidding.
Because that's arguably like, that's a pretty cool last name.
That's pretty dope, man. That he's, you know, council executive shit. He gets away with everything.
I mean, he can now.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Fucking, yeah, man. And then for the new year, Sears is coming to an end in Newport.
Yeah, I wonder how long they were open for. And I had, I used to go there when I was a little chap with the family, you know what I'm saying? Mom used to drag me around to Sears looking at bed sheets and shit. Pretty sure I stole like a pillowcase or something from there once.
Yeah, I remember Sears for being the place where my mom would always be like, no.
Yep.
I looked at a Sean John sweatsuit, I remember. I'm never gonna forget it. I looked at it and I was like, yo, if I wear this, I'm getting a hand job from everybody at school. And
wow, you had these thoughts at 7 year old. You were advanced.
I knew, man.
You were
I know,
an advanced
man.
Advanced little kid.
No, talk about advanced. You want to hear about the first time?
The first time you beat off when you were 4 years old.
Yeah, exactly. And we're back. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We had a quick little hiccup there, but we're here. We're back.
And so, Pedro's queer.
Yeah. Well, you, buddy.
But, yo, just because I'm wearing a knitted sweater doesn't mean I'm queer, okay?
No, I knew that was hitting you from a long way. When I called you Mrs. Doubtfire, that was bothering you. You were in your head like, I don't look like Mrs. Doubtfire. Yo, I look cool as fuck.
It's because low-key I was like, damn, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I do this. But we were talking about Craig Guy taking over. He got charged with not.
Congrats to you, Guy.
Hey, Guy. Nice distributing stuff. Sears got closed.
Yeah, Sears
that was
a place
my mom told me I couldn't have that Sean John sweatsuit, which I really wanted.
Yeah.
But it's okay, man. We all.
He showed me too. It was like a velour one, navy blue. It was, right?
It was.
We wanted the same one.
Exactly. And yours was the one with baby fat.
Okay. Ha ha.
No, that's cool, man. So what else is new, man? Did you hear something else about Sea Caucus?
Supposedly, a gang of immigrants got dropped off by them little jitneys that go to New York. So all these immigrants got dropped off at the Secaucus Junction to then go to New York because they're, you know, they all wanted to create a better life out in New York. So
okay.
The little Jitneys are getting a lot of backlash for that. It's also creating tension between
Jitneys, you mean the Emmy buses?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, oh man.
Yeah. And it's creating tension between New York and New Jersey because the New Jersey execs were like, hey, what is Eric Adams doing? Why is he allowing this? La da da da.
Oh, so it's New York that's letting this happen because they're coming to work in New York.
Yes. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I gathered.
Hey, New York, get out of here.
And you know what? I'm sure if the immigrants find out that New Jersey has better bagels and pizza, they're going to
wait till they
stay.
Find out about exactly. Bergenline.
Exactly.
They're going to flood that shit like a zombie land.
Wait till they find out about Frank's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Bring that bus here to
bring
Frank's Pizzeria.
Let's go. We'll show them a good time.
Exactly.
Yep. We got a nice little setup for you.
We got
guys.
A setup for you. Guys.
Down.
Come on down. You give you a.
Oh,
no.
By Mr. Garcia himself.
No. Hey, MJ, cut that out, dude. Cut that out. Then don't hype it up like that either, cocksucker.
I mean,
it is what it is, man. There's immigrants all over the place.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
But, you know, I definitely know that people in Secaucus aren't happy.
Oh, dude.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate it right now.
Yeah.
Oof, that's crazy.
Like, the place already smells like a giant dump.
Yeah. What else is new, man? Anything? That firefighter.
So that was like my favorite video of 2023 from HuddPost. That Nutley fire chief getting caught for trying to lure a minor.
Yikes, buddy.
The only reason it's my favorite is because the look on his face. Boy, you was down bad.
Damn,
and I'm glad they put your ass on blast, you fucking creep.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the reason it was your favorite because that's your kind of favorite kind of porn.
Nah, I'm a POV guy.
Creepy guy gets caught crying. It's no porn. It's just him crying. That's what turned you on.
Just ravaging the shit, dude.
Nah, hey, buddy. Hey, listen, man. Shouldn't have slid down the pole that day.
Like, come on, man. What's there's definitely some psychological shit going on. That's like a chemical imbalance, bro. You need some help. I hope you're getting some help. I hope you don't have a family. And if you did, I hope they left your ass.
I'll tell you what. This guy listens to Bad Bunny once. And he's searching around North Bergen.
Yeah.
All right.
Guy saw, he saw a Latina and he never looked back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right, man. I guess we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Make sure to stream HuddPost Talk on Spotify, Apple Music. Follow the page on IG. Follow HuddPost. Go fuck your mother.
Pedro Garcia.
Jason Nunez.
Out. Peace.